This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jeff Phelps. That's Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. What will happen in the Cavs-Indiana Pacers series? Prediction?
Yeah.
I'll take the Cavs in six or seven. I don't like to just pick one. The Cavs will get a real challenge in this series. They could lose this series. Indiana is a good enough team to knock the Cavaliers out of the playoffs. I don't think they will.
I got to be honest with you. I almost want to say Cavs in five, but I'm going to say Cavs in six.
Okay.
But the opportunity will be there for them, I think, to win this thing in five. If they continue playing, like, the question
you
is...
You know, Indiana's pretty good.
I know they're pretty good, but you know what? I'm tired of soft-selling the Cavaliers and saying they're not very... You know, it's not like... I know you have to respect your opponent, but that doesn't mean you have to kiss your opponents you-know-what. And well,
picking them to win the series isn't kissing the opponent's butt.
Yeah, I don't... I think the Cavs win the series. I think the Cavs are...
Well, I think...
If they continue to play the type of basketball they can, I still find it interesting that, you know, if you take Darius Garland out, that the team sometimes has better numbers. I mean, but I'm not taking Darius Garland out.
Well,
if
you
can
take
play.
Donovan Mitchell out, weren't they undefeated in the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, so it's
until
just,
they you
it's
know, quit playing
odd.
Guys.
It's odd that that's the kind of series. So I don't know if this is going to look like it traditionally does, but I know as long as the Cavaliers move the basketball and it doesn't stick and they can find the open shot and they play to their potential, I don't see them losing this series, and I don't know how long. Is it Cavs versus Cavs here, or is it Cavs versus Pacers? You know what I'm saying?
No, it's Cavs versus Pacers. Pacers are a better team than you're giving them credit for being, Andy.
It's not. I never said I wasn't giving. I'm giving the Cavaliers credit.
Well, that,
I'm not discounting
so
what Indiana is.
So am I. I think the Cavs win the series, but I think Indiana's pretty good. The Indiana Pacers took care of the Milwaukee Bucks 4-1. Milwaukee, boy, I thought they would be better in this series. And when Dame Lillard went out, that didn't help them any. And then last night, you had a 20-point lead. You lose it. You lose in overtime. It was like an 8-0 run in the final minute of the game by Indiana to force overtime. And then afterwards, there's pushing and shoving. And
yeah.
I don't know what was going on with Giannis and Benedict. And it was strange. And then he's yelling.
Somebody's dad was getting involved last night, too. I didn't see that part. But
Tyrese Halliburton's dad. They were having a conversation. And I don't know. And Giannis said he was disrespectful or whatever. That doesn't matter. What does matter is this. Indiana comes in as a team that you have to pay attention to. They're the number 4 seed coming in. These teams met 4 times in the regular season. Can you take anything from regular season matchups when you get to the playoffs? I'll say very little.
Okay.
Can you take anything from the 4 games these guys played in the regular season? I'll say absolutely not.
Especially the 2 at the end.
Well,
those
And here's why. First game was January 12th. And the Cavaliers lost in Cleveland. And the Pacers came in and won by 15 points. If there's anything, that's the most telling game of this entire operation here, is the Cavs lost at home by 15 to Indiana on January 12th. Aaron Nesmith didn't play in that game for Indiana. He's one of their starters. And it was before the DeAndre Hunter trade. So the Cavs are a different team.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only game I think you can even remotely take anything from. They played 2 days later in Indianapolis, and Indy lost that game. Cavaliers won at 127-117. Why don't I think you take a whole lot out of that game? Tyrese Halliburton and Aaron Nesmith did not play in that game for Indiana.
Okay.
So arguably their best player, Tyrese Halliburton, I think he is their best player, didn't play in that game. Cavaliers did play all their guys, but again, it was before the Hunter trade. And then the last two games, Andy, were end late in the season. Yeah, April 10th, April 13th. Cavs lost both, but no Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, Max Strus in the first game. Pacers played their starters in that game and won by only two. And then on April 13th, last game, key guys didn't play for both teams. So what might be more telling is this. And folks, I think the Cavs win this series. Andy thinks they win this series. What do you think? 216-474-0092. How do they win it? I'll tell you how they're going to be tested in this series.
Okay.
The Cavs were known for what all season long? Up and down offense and a lot of points and good shooting, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at like 250-point games here between the two teams, right? I mean, that I expect. I expect, like, I don't know, first one to 115, right?
You've got to have – see, the thing of it is, what the Cavaliers did in the regular season that stood out, Indiana also can do. Point-wise, during the regular season, Cavaliers number one in the NBA, 121.9. So the Cavs can put up an awful lot of points. Can they not?
Mm-hmm. No, they can.
Indiana was seventh in scoring at 117.4. So Indiana can score with the Cavaliers. Field goal percentage, Cavaliers were really good in the regular season. They were second at 49.1. So they were tough to defend. They shot it well. Cavs were second. Indiana was third, 48.8%. on field goal percentage. Cavaliers really good on three-point percentage, 38.8, second in the NBA. Indiana, only 2 percentage points behind at 36.8. They were the ninth best three-point shooting team in the NBA. So all the offensive stats that the Cavaliers dominated in the regular season, Cavs still have the edge on Indiana, but the Pacers are kind of right there. That's one of the key reasons I think this is going to be a tough, tough series for the Cavaliers. Let's flip it and go defense, okay?
Okay.
Cavs were 12th in points allowed, 112.4. Indiana in the neighborhood, 17th at 115.1. So the style of offense.
Again, we're using regular season numbers here, right?
Right, right. Okay, well, which is a better indication.
Yeah.
Cavs, well, the playoff numbers were, you know, bloated, I mean, they're ridiculous because they played Miami and Miami phoned it in. The defensive numbers would probably be better if these teams played a different style of offense, but because they both have a lot of possessions, a lot of points, the other team's also going to get a lot of possessions and a lot of points. So the Cavs were 12th, Indiana was 17th in the same neighborhood. Here's one thing that's a little bit of a difference that I makes me wonder, defensive field goal percentage, the rankings are significantly different. Cavs were the third toughest defense to score against at 45.4%. Indiana was the 23rd. So that sounds like a huge disparity, except the percentages aren't really that far, 45.4 and 47.4. So most teams had the same defensive field goal percentage. And when it came to three-point percentages, this might be interesting. Cavs were 13th at 35.9, Indiana a little bit better at 35.5. In other words, the Cavs shoot a lot of threes. Indiana was pretty decent at defending the three, as were the Cavaliers. So I look at the stats of this, and what do I take out of it, Andy? I take that they're fairly even. Cavs were better, but the Indiana Pacers can compete with the Cavaliers when it comes to all of these stats. And that, to me, then takes it back to, all right, you got to play and you got to see what happens. How are the matchups?
Let me give you one spot, defensive rebounds, where the Cavs were fifth in the league at 34.2. That, because you're right, they're really – I mean
– a lot of things
and
are
to be
really
honest,
pretty
I mean,
even.
Yeah. Indiana's like 22nd in the league, but they're 32.7. So, you know, I just – I look at some of these things and the Cavs just – I don't – they're tied or just the Cavs are slightly better than
right
Indiana.
So to me, Andy, that takes so many.
So where does momentum come into this? Well, does that matter?
I would think the team with the best momentum here is Indiana.
Ugh.
And the reason I say that is this. Cavs didn't get tested in the final two games. I mean, Miami just phoned it in. Let's be honest about that. Cavs were great. They killed them. And they stomped on a team that was phoning it in. But Indiana just came back from 20 points down to win in overtime. That's huge. So I'm not going to give an edge to Indiana in momentum, but I'm certainly not giving one to the Cavaliers. What you're going to have here is a contested series, and that's okay. I mean, that's what the playoffs are all about. These are the two teams that we're supposed to meet, the number one seed against the number four seed, and then you'll probably have two against three, Boston against New York, but Detroit won last night at Madison Square Garden. Well, one thing, and you tell me, is this anything? Again, as is the case with most every opponent, they have an edge in the backcourt when it comes to what they do size-wise. Andrew Nembhard is one of the starting guards for Indiana. He's 6'4", so he's taller than either Donovan or Darius, and he's a very nice player. He's not as good as Darius or Donovan, but he does pose a little bit of a size issue there. And you have Tyrese Halliburton, who is 6'5".
Right.
So their two starting guards are 6'4 and 6'5", and the Cavs are 6'1 and maybe 6'2". Anything? Maybe.
No, not when it comes to guards. It doesn't.
Well, that's the point, is that, okay, they're going to have to guard Tyrese Halliburton. Which one of those guys is going to guard Tyrese? That'll be a challenge. I think Donovan might be the guy, and Donovan's a pretty good defender. So there's that. Does Nembhard become a factor in this series because he's got a nice size advantage on a guy who's not a great defender in Darius Garland? Maybe. I don't know. Nesmith, 6'6 on the wing. Cavs have DeAndre Hunter, who they play on the wing, and DeAndre is a fine defensive player. We'll see if that matchup takes the court a lot. Nesmith and Nembhard are not guys who usually scare you offensively, but I think they were pretty good in the postseason. Nembhard averaged almost 15 points a game against Milwaukee. And then you have Miles Turner. He's terrific inside. I like him a lot, and I love Pascal Siakam, who's out there on the wing. But Mobley against Siakam is a matchup, if that's the way it goes, and I would think it would, that favors the Cavaliers to me. If there's a guy who can slow down Pascal Siakam, I think it's Evan Mobley.
We're talking about game 2, 3, 4 Mobley, right? Not game 1 Mobley, is what you're saying, compared to Miami?
I'm just talking Evan Mobley.
Okay.
I think Evan can do the job there. I do. We'll see. But Indiana can do a lot of the things the Cavaliers showed that they did well in the regular season that led to the Cavaliers' great season. Indiana's right there with them. And I think Indiana has a size advantage in the backcourt, which may become a factor in this series. Again, I think the Cavaliers win the series. Do you? 216-474-0092. And why? Why do I think they will? I'll tell you why. Andy will give you his thoughts as to why he thinks the Cavaliers win this series. Coming up next on Baskin and Phelps, Robert Mays from the Athletic Football Show will join us at 11:20.